Hello and welcome to Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with a testimony today by the acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, before the Senate Intelligence Committee, where he contradicted claims by the White House that Comey was unpopular with the rank and file at the FBI and cast doubts on President Trump's version of events in his letter, in which Trump claimed that Comey had assured him three times that he was not under investigation. Ali Watkins, a national security correspondent for Politico, joins us to discuss her latest articles at Politico, Comey firing threatened Senate probe into Trump's Russia ties, and Rosenstein meets with Senate intel leaders after Comey firing. We'll assess how much the Deputy Attorney General is prepared to break with the White House, given rumors that Rosenstein threatened to resign because Trump surrogates were pinning the blame for Comey's firing on him, and whether he could risk appointing a special prosecutor. Then we will speak with Asha Rangappa, a former special agent at the Federal Bureau of Investigation specializing in counterintelligence investigations. She is the associate dean at Yale Law School and teaches national security law at the Jackson Institute at Yale University, and joins us to discuss how the counterintelligence investigation into possible collusion between Trump and the Russians will continue. But it will take some time, and if and when the investigation is referred to the FBI Criminal Division for prosecution, the case against Trump could be weakened because a lot of sensitive evidence may be prevented from being aired in open court. Then finally, we'll examine the possibility of scandal fatigue helping Trump in the end, since after a little more than 100 days in office, his administration, with his family and businesses embedded in it, is already off the charts in generating headlines, scandal, smoking guns, shady deals, and a blizzard of lies. Mark Feldstein, a professor and chair of broadcast journalism at the University of Maryland, who has been an award-winning investigative correspondent for CNN, ABC, and NBC, joins us to discuss the amazing double standard in terms of what Trump gets away with and Trump's critique of TV anchors he disapproves of. And joining us now is Ali Watkins, who's a national security correspondent for Politico, who previously covered national security and foreign policy for BuzzFeed News. And before that, she covered national security for the Huffington Post and McClatchy Newspapers DC Bureau. Her latest articles at Politico are Comey firing threatened Senate probe into Trump's Russia ties and Rosenstein meets with Senate intel leaders after Comey firing. Welcome to Background Briefing, Ali Watkins.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
Well, thank you, Ali. And apparently the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, sort of slipped into the hearings today. The Senate was already conducting a hearing, and I take it that the Senator Burr, the chair, and the ranking member, Mark Warner, left the hearing and went into a private conference with Rod Rosenstein, who's become a very controversial figure as a result of him being sort of pretty much fingered by the White House as being the person who provided the justification for the firing of Comey, which apparently he disputes. So do you think that's what went on in this hearing? That I take it that Rosenstein pretty much on the defensive.
Yeah, I mean, what actually happened in the hearing, the only insight we have right now is that Senators Burr and Warner had a press conference immediately following their meeting with Rosenstein, and basically said that it had been a pre-scheduled meeting to just kind of update each other and deconflict both the FBI's investigation into Russia ties and the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russia ties. However, it obviously came in the backdrop of this hugely controversial thing that happened earlier this week with James Comey's firing. And we saw this kind of unprecedented scene of two key senators standing up in the middle of a televised briefing saying they needed to go to this meeting. So as to what actually came up in the Rosenstein meeting, we don't know that specifically yet. But I think it's probably a fair assumption that this was not a normal day-to-day check-in.
And the briefing that you're referring to was ostensibly a cross-the-board briefing on intelligence status and a kind of threat profile, for the want of a better description, around the world with all of the top intelligence leaders in attendance. But it seemed to be pretty much dominated, even though they didn't want to talk about it so much, by the fact that the acting FBI director, Andrew McCabe, was testifying. And that was certainly that's where the public interest is, right? Mm-hmm. So describe that, if you will.
Yeah, certainly. So the hearing that was happening today publicly is the annual hearing that the Intelligence Committee has. It's their annual open hearing, kind of going through all of the threat areas, and it actually tends to be really boring. But of course, we have this sensational backdrop for it this year. And even up until, my understanding, and up until early yesterday, they were unsure of, you know, Jim Comey was obviously supposed to be one of the intelligence community leaders there testifying. Comey was fired. There's a lot of jostling over whether they should invite McCabe, whether they should just nix the FBI slot. And so it was really kind of threw a wrench in this whole hearing. And obviously, almost all of the questioning focused in some way on Russia. And this, and specifically relating to Jim Comey's firing about 2 days ago.
So, what do you think is going on there, with in terms of what the real story is here with Rod Rosenstein? The impression I get is that he wrote up some kind of memo about his displeasure with Comey, going back some time, obviously. And then somehow the White House got hold of this, reworked it, added some language of Trump saying that he was assured three times that he wasn't under investigation by Comey, and then made public. That's the best explanation I can come up with, because we're told that Rosenstein was furious that he was being blamed, and that the White House press people were essentially saying it's all his idea, and Trump just went along with Rosenstein's recommendations. So what do we know about the extent to which he's upset about this? And I don't know the extent to which he's trying to clear the record, if indeed he can do that without going public.
So what we know as far as how Rosenstein has responded to all of this is that, just based on the reporting we have, that he was not happy to be effectively kind of thrown on the sword as the reason that Trump chose to fire Comey. So there were reports coming out late last night even saying that he had threatened to quit his job if the White House didn't correct the record. And obviously it sounds like what actually was the case is that Trump was always intent on firing Comey, but needed a reason kind of concocted, and used Rosenstein's memo, which doesn't explicitly advocate firing Comey, as a reason to do it. So from reporting, we know that that is an element of this story, is that Rosenstein was very unhappy. But he did, forgive me, I'm not exactly positive on the specifics, but Rosenstein said, either Rosenstein or DOJ said today that he had not, in fact, threatened to quit. But in between all this smoke, we know a couple things, that although this was a pre-scheduled meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee, Rosenstein's office did reach out after the Comey issue, the Comey firing, to kind of emphasize this meeting and make sure it was still happening. And we know that Rosenstein was reaching out to Chuck Schumer on the Hill, and he was kind of trying to make these rounds. So there was clearly an effort that he was putting forth to kind of get in front of people, and perhaps, if these reports are correct, that he was very angry, to kind of put forth a full story as to what his role was.
Well, I suppose in the interview with NBC's Lester Holt today, Donald Trump did pretty much take responsibility, saying it, you know, he wanted to fire him, and he did fire him. Mm-hmm. So to that extent, I guess he's corrected the record. But my understanding is that Rosenstein wanted to clear the record with Chuck Schumer, and Schumer refused. He wants him to testify before the full Senate.
Schumer's pushing for them to get a full congressional briefing on the firing of Comey.
Right. So, again, I'm speaking with Ali Watkins, a national security correspondent for Politico, who previously covered national security and foreign policy for BuzzFeed News, and before that covered national security for the Huffington Post and McClatchy Newspaper's D.C. Bureau. Her latest articles at Politico are Comey Firings Threatens Senate Probe into Trump's Russia Ties and Rosenstein Meets with Senate Intel Leaders After Comey Firing. So, in terms of how much it's going to impact the Russia inquiry, the deputy, who's now the acting head of the FBI, McCabe, made it clear that that was not the case, that the FBI will continue. But he did contradict the White House press people in the way they've spun the story by making it clear that morale was not in desperate shape at the FBI under Comey, that in fact they had a great deal of respect for him across the board. So what are the chances of the White House setting the record straight on that one at least?
Well, based on experience, I'd say not good. But it was, you know, McCabe made very clear in this hearing, he kind of had one of two options, right? And one was to kind of pick up the White House's story and carry it forward, or he did what most of us expected him to do, which was be very much a Bureau loyalist, which he is. And he's very much a Comey supporter. So everything that McCabe said kind of aligned with that, you know, that clear separation between the White House and the White House's version of events and the Bureau and the Bureau's version of events. And, you know, from everything that I've gathered, McCabe's descriptions are true. You know, Comey was well-respected. Comey was well-regarded. There was an implicit kind of trust that he had within that Bureau and within, you know, bipartisan characters on the Hill, the intelligence community, and beyond. So it was interesting as McCabe was starting to kind of give these certain assurances to the committee in that, you know, he agreed he would not tell the White House about anything related to the Russia probe. He would maintain the Russia probe's independence. He spoke a lot on Comey, clearly diverting from the White House narrative. A lot of us were like, well, he's signing his own pink slip. So the question to come down now is, how long does McCabe stay? And obviously he's sitting there saying that he's going to be a protector of this, of the Russia probe, very much as Comey was. But the question that kind of remains is almost not a matter of if, but when McCabe will actually get fired, given his very clear divergence from the White House today.
Well, of course, Senator Burr asked McCabe if he was aware of Mr. Comey telling President Trump three times that he was not under investigation, as Trump has claimed. He said he couldn't comment on private conversations. But I believe in subsequent questioning, he said that it would be highly unusual if it took place. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that is what I understand he did, too. And that was, I think, in the same questions, he said he would not answer any kind of questions from the White House of similar nature.
Right. But again, that is almost like, as you say, signing his pink slip. You know, it's not going to endear him to Trump, who appears to want absolute unwavering loyalty. But let's talk about McCabe a little. He, first of all, he's been accused of being the source of the FBI official who told Reince Priebus, when the New York Times broke the story about how foreign intelligence services have determined that there have been extensive connections between the Russians and aides for the Trump campaign, Page and Manafort, etc., and Flynn. And McCabe was supposed to have said to Reince, that's BS, that story's BS. And then that led Priebus to go and lean on both Burr and Devin Nunes, the chairs of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, to go public and refute the New York Times. So if that's the case, that's a little troubling. What do you know about that?
That whole incident, to me, is something that I've never really even been able to clearly parse out. As far as McCabe, generally, what we know about him, he's career FBI, and as I said, very much in Comey's camp, and kind of said as much at this hearing today. But there are these kind of little things. He's also involved in some kind of ethics probe because his wife, who was running for Congress in, I believe, Virginia, received money from a Clinton surrogate. So there's McCabe he has some of these weird baggage, I guess is a good way to explain it. But at the same time, well respected within the community.
But the New York Times is suggesting that he's not entirely popular with rank and file because he hasn't done a lot of field work and he's had something of a meteoric rise through the ranks. He's relatively young. Did you get a whiff of any of that? Because it's in contrast to, apparently, that the rank and file have a lot of respect for Comey, but not necessarily...
Frankly, I don't have a great pulse on what rank and file thinks about McCabe. It's more been the Comey side of things that I know better.
Well, we know from the reporting from the Washington Post that, and they interviewed over 30 agents, I believe, that there's a lot of anger over there about the firing of Comey. And I'm sure, do you expect an avalanche of leaks? Because already we've heard leaks that Comey apparently, when after Trump accused Obama of wiretapping him and called Obama a bad, sick guy, Comey is supposed to have said that he thinks that Trump is not dealing with reality and may be crazy. That's pretty strong stuff.
I mean, if the White House was trying to discourage leaks, this was probably not the best move.
Right. So you think that there's going to be some further, I mean, obviously we're not getting any testimony from Comey himself, and we're not likely to, I imagine. But what's your sense of what we really learn about the bottom line here is that the suspicion is that Trump really is trying to shut down the Russia probe, and that's what he wants. He just wants it to go away, and he wants to make it happen. And Comey allegedly was asked to shut it down and said no. I don't know whether that's been verified or not. So let's start with that. Have you heard any verification for that?
You know, I have not heard if there's been explicit pressure from the White House on Comey specifically or the FBI generally to shut down the Russia probe, but it was kind of a known fact that the White House really kind of desperately wanted this to go away. It's been that dark cloud that follows them. I mean, it'll ebb and flow. You know, we won't talk about it for a week, but then something else happens. So it's, you know, it was very obvious that it was kind of a political grenade. And the Bureau was kind of the one stuck mostly dealing with it.
But Trump himself could have gotten rid of it a long time ago by clearing the air, which he refuses to do. So,
no, certainly.
Yeah. So do you think that he can just, through sheer will and bullying his aides, who, you know, who do seem to be somewhat cowed by him, can he stop it, do you think? I mean, that's from the testimony today from McCabe, that doesn't look to be the case, but I imagine there are ways that you can, behind the scenes, slow things down.
I mean, I think it's kind of like, what part of it could he actually stop? I mean, if enough things happen, you know, if enough people would leave the Bureau, if he's able to really get people in there that he can manipulate, I find it very hard to believe that he could actually shut down that investigation. I would be shocked if he does, frankly. But even if something would happen where he's able to kind of tamp down on it in some way, which, again, I highly doubt, I think you would see a lot of people coming forward through unofficial channels to talk about this. This is something that I think has, even taking the Trump angle out of it and the political side of the Russia story out of it, the Russian attempts to manipulate the U.S. election is something that has shaken, I think, across the political spectrum, people within the intelligence community. And I don't think that Trump is ever going to be able to make that go away.
Well, just in closing then, what do you think in terms of pressure on Rosenstein to appoint a special prosecutor? He does have the ability, since his boss, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has recused himself. He's apparently very unhappy that he's been sort of the White House has pinned the blame on him for getting Comey fired. So what would your prediction be there? I mean, he's got the power to do it, right? But it would be a huge rebuke of the White House, would it not?
It would be a huge rebuke of the White House. And I also, I'm outside of optics, I'm confused. Not necessarily confused. I struggle to see how a special prosecutor necessarily fixes the problem, which is that a special prosecutor would obviously not impede, and frankly would be a very good look for Rosenstein if he's really trying to show this independent streak. But there still remains the same problem, that a special prosecutor would be under the umbrella of the administrative branch. And you, as he fired Jim Comey, as Nixon fired the special prosecutor in 72, there the White House could put as much pressure on a special prosecutor as they can on the Bureau. So I think that's something that I'm sure Rod Rosenstein is probably thinking a lot about. If I had to, like, pick an up or down bet, I would actually, I think with time, a special prosecutor will probably be the route that they go. Total hypothesis on my part, but I don't know if it'll be immediate, but I do think that at some point it will probably be a direction that Rosenstein decides to go.
But in the meantime, the House Intelligence Committee is in disarray, and the Senate is understaffed and underfunded, as is the House. And Comey apparently asked Rosenstein for more funds because of the expanding Russia probe. So that seems to be, the purse strings seem to be a way to slow things down. Any likelihood that Rosenstein could give more resources? And, you know, I'm not sure why Burr can't get more resources. Apparently they've only got 7 part-time people working on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
You know, as far as resources go, a lot of those stories are not entirely accurate. The Intelligence Committee probe is actually moving forward at a pretty steady clip at this point. They just subpoenaed Mike Flynn yesterday. They're moving towards examining the more Trump-centric figures in this Russia story. And the resources with the Comey thing, as far as Comey's request for more resources, we reported yesterday this conversation that he had with the Intelligence Committee about what he actually needed from DOJ. He needed more, he lacked access to prosecutors, which was his real gripe. And that's what he said was kind of slow rolling their probe. He didn't have anybody at DOJ he could go to. He needed more access to federal prosecutors. And he additionally relayed that he was confident that under Rosenstein, since he had met with Rosenstein, he was confident he was going to be provided those resources. Of course, a couple of days later, Rosenstein's memo was cited in firing him. So there was clearly a breakdown there. But as far as resources go, at least on the Senate side, things seem to be moving along.
Well, Ali Watkins, I thank you very much for joining us, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
And again, I've been speaking with Ali Watkins, who's a national security correspondent for Politico, who previously covered national security and foreign policy for BuzzFeed News, and before that covered national security for the Huffington Post and McClatchy Newspapers DC Bureau. Her latest articles at Politico are Comey firing threatened Senate probe into Trump's Russia ties and Rosenstein meets with Senate intel leaders after Comey firing. We're going to take a brief station break. We'll be back speaking with a former special agent at the Federal Bureau of Investigation specializing in counterintelligence investigations.